So during the meditation, I pointed to certain kinds of experiences which we sometimes have a belief about, a view about, that it's not possible to be mindful while I'm sleepy or while the mind is restless or while I'm thinking. And that belief or that view can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It can create the conditions during which, for instance, if you're sleepy and you're thinking, I can't possibly be mindful while I'm thinking or sleepy. I can't. There's no way I'm going to be able to be mindful. I can't do this. We are taking ourselves away from the mindfulness by thinking about that we can't do this. But if you have enough, if you're even recognizing in that moment, oh, I'm so sleepy, right there, you know you're sleepy. You're aware of sleepiness while you're sleepy. Now, there are times, of course, when we're meditating that we're just sitting and then we're gone and we're not aware at all of the sleepiness and we just kind of go. But there are often these times where we have an understanding that we are sleepy or that our minds are restless or that we are thinking. But then we think we have to stop doing that in order to come back to be mindful. And so we have some idea not only that we can't be mindful of that thing, but that mindfulness means something other than being aware of what's here right now. Somehow I have to change my experience in order to be aware. And that is not true. It is not. We can actually be mindful of anything. There is, except perhaps non-mindfulness. But any experience in our mind, any state of mind, it is possible to be mindful of. There are states of mind, I would say, in which we are habitually not mindful. States of mind where we have practiced non-mindfulness so much that that's the kind of the greased slope, that when that state comes up, we tend to lose mindfulness. And so if you can begin to recognize the little moments, the beginnings of, oh, I'm so sleepy. It's like, oh, this is mindfulness of sleepiness right here. There's an analogy I sometimes use about sleepiness in particular. It's like mindfulness is like a mirror. So an analogy of mindfulness being like a mirror. It just reflects what's in front of it. And it can reflect anything. A mirror does not care what is in front of it. It will reflect beautiful things. It will reflect ugly things. The mirror reflects. That's its job. And the reflecting power of the mirror is not impacted by what it reflects. So the reflecting power isn't somehow corrupted when it's reflecting something that's ugly. Or isn't the reflecting power isn't somehow enhanced when it's reflecting something beautiful. It's just reflecting. And so mindfulness is like that. It just reflects. That's the job of mindfulness, to reflect what is being experienced. It doesn't matter what is being experienced, and this is a lot of what we're exploring here. It's like, no, it doesn't matter what I'm paying attention to. We're exploring waking up to whatever is here. And that might be something like sleepiness. And so there's this reflecting that mindfulness just reflects, and it doesn't care. It's not impacted. Mindfulness is not somehow better when it's knowing something pleasant, and it's not somehow worse when it's knowing something challenging. It's reflecting. It's just knowing. Now let's go back to the mirror analogy and imagine the mirror in a bathroom when you've had a hot shower on and the mirror is coated with steam. So we have a mirror that's covered with steam and you're standing in front of it and you can't see yourself very well. So if it feels like, okay, the mirror's not doing its job. I need to do something here to take care of this. So let's clean the mirror off. Wipe the mirror off. That's kind of what we try to do when we're sleepy. It's like, oh, there's sleepiness here. The sleepiness is in the way of mindfulness. So let's somehow try to clear the sleepiness out so that I can be mindful. Going back to the mirror analogy, the mirror is doing the job it's supposed to do perfectly in that situation. It is already reflecting every single drop of water that's on that mirror. It's just not doing the job we want it to do, to reflect us, to reflect what we have in mind for it to reflect. That's very similar to the way the mind is when it's got this idea about can't be mindful while sleepy. Like the mindfulness can perfectly reflect and know, yep, sleepy, that's what's happening. But what we often think is that that what mindfulness is supposed to be doing is to know something that I want it to know. And maybe when we're sleepy, we can't do that. Maybe when we're sleepy, sleepiness is all that it can know, much as that foggy mirror. What it's reflecting is the drops of water on the mirror. That's what it's naturally doing. And so likewise with the mindfulness, we can get curious about that. So what is actually naturally being known in this moment? Sleepiness is what's being known. And it may look something like this. So if most of you have your eyes open, but a few of you don't, you might want to open your eyes. I'm going to demonstrate. So it may look something like this. You know, you're sitting there and it's like, yep, aware. And then the sleepiness kind of feels like there's a heaviness that comes through the body, a kind of a waviness in the mind. And you're knowing all of that. And you're aware of it. And then, and yet that dropping will wake you up. And then, okay, let's try again. I've done whole sittings that way, where I would just notice the descent of the sleepiness, the descent of the feelings. Actually, when you are aware of sleepiness as just, oh, this is sleepiness, it actually is very pleasant. The reason why sleepiness feels unpleasant when we're meditating is because we don't want the sleepiness to be there. We're fighting it. We're resisting it. Sleepiness is actually designed to be pleasant so that we kind of slide into it. And we can be aware of that. We can be aware of the pleasure, the pleasantness of it, the pleasantness of the body as it relaxes, the pleasantness of the mind as it goes into those wave states. And then at some point, you might actually fall asleep or drop. When I'm sleepy, I like to be in a situation where I am not supported so that I will drop, because that will wake me up. And then I can just do it again. And again and again. I've had times meditating, doing that kind of practice with sleepiness, where the entire 45 minutes was that. And through that entire 45 minutes, there were more moments of mindfulness than not, because I was fully aware of all of the sleepiness. I wasn't aware in that moment, but then I was aware again. And so there's a lot, actually, I would say that working with states of mind like sleepiness, like restlessness, states where we think that we can't be mindful of them, this has been some of the places in my practice where the most deepening has happened. Partly because many of those kinds of states that we think we can't be mindful of they're not the specific kinds of experiences. I mentioned that in the meditation too, that sometimes what we become aware of is something precise, very clear, like a specific body sensation or a specific sound. Sleepiness is more of a state. It's like a covering or a fog or a mist. It's very like that mist on the mirror. It's not precise. Usually we can't point to it and say, that is the sleepiness. It's more of a feeling. It's more of a broad experience. And learning how to be aware or mindful of that kind of more broad experience, the state of mind, helps us to begin to get familiar with a vast terrain of experience. Because much of our experience is in this vague, nebulous, unspecific, indefined realm. And if what we are looking for, I mean, actually in the directing attention, in mindfulness as we're directing attention, what we can direct our attention to is something we already know. So we turn our attention and direct our attention to the breath. We already know the experience of the breath, so we can look for it. Exploring states like sleepiness, like restlessness, we begin to open ourselves to recognize these more vague kind of experiences. And that begins to have us get more interested in and be more curious about things that we are not so familiar with. States of mind we're not so familiar with. And there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those out there. A lot of vague, nebulous, indefined experiences. This kind of practice that we're exploring, this am I aware, begins to, along with this exploration of more vague states, begins to open us to experiences we're not familiar with, and a willingness to be okay when we don't know what's here. A willingness to be okay with, I'm aware, but I'm not really sure what's going on. That experience can often bring some discomfort because we like to know. But a lot of our practice and the deepening of seeing what's actually going on in our hearts and minds can unfold through this avenue of beginning to recognize more vague experience, more non-specific experience. And for myself, one of the easiest of the non-specific experiences to begin to pay attention to is sleepiness. So it's an opportunity. It's actually an opportunity to begin to explore this more amorphous kind of state of mind. Restlessness is kind of similar. It's got different qualities, but it kind of feels like, you know, buzziness or agitate. It's the mind not able to land anywhere specific, and often it has a very broad sense to that experience too. So again, you know, kind of stepping back and saying, well, what is this experience? Not trying to pin it down, not trying to say this is what it is. So I say this partly to encourage the curiosity around the receptive awareness. Because as we explore the receptive awareness, there will be things that we're not familiar with. There will be states of mind. There will be states of heart that we know we're aware and we know there's some feeling there. We might know it's pleasant or unpleasant. We might know it's calm or agitated. But we don't know much more than that. And the willingness to not have to figure it out allows it to kind of reveal itself. So much when we're trying to figure something out, what we're doing is bringing our views and our opinions and our ideas to what's happening. And it's like we'll create something. And so what we're starting to do is to learn how to be with what is here, rather than what our concepts and our views and our opinions tell us this might be. So that went in a slightly different direction than I had anticipated, but that's what came out. So we'll do a walking right now for about 35, let's do 40 minutes, so until 3:15. And again, for those of you who weren't here yesterday, the walking is very similar to the instructions for sitting. You relax, recognize you're aware, what you're aware of. Relaxing with the walking, a good way to do that is to find a pace that feels comfortable, and then just start recognizing, am I aware? And what am I aware of? There's going to be the whole terrain of experience, seeing, hearing, body sensations, emotions, thoughts, We're not trying to restrict what we're aware of. Again, we're trying to be receivers of experience. And so exploring that perspective in the walking. So see you in about 40 minutes.